Part 3, Create the Future of Work. Chapter 6, Create a Culture of Trust to Create the Future of Work. Quote, "The most valuable business commodity is trust," Richard Branson. In order to create the future of work, there needs to be a cultural foundation of trust. There is science-backed research that proves that a trust culture has higher rates of engagement and other benefits. Paul J. Zak, a Harvard researcher, has researched the relationship between trust, leadership, and organizational performance. Zak discovered that people at high-trust companies have 74% less stress, 13% fewer sick days, 50% higher productivity, 106% more energy, and 40% less burnout. Zak has found there is a direct correlation between the amount of feel-good hormone oxytocin a person's brain produces and the level of trust someone experiences. With a decade of research, Zak found that oxytocin levels decrease significantly when we feel less stress. His research also revealed a link between oxytocin levels and empathy, which is essential for a trust culture. Empathy is a crucial future of work skill that is part of the human intelligence skills needed to increase connection and trust within teams. Zak provides 8 strategies or behaviors that induce trust within a culture. A brief overview of the strategies include: 1, a culture of recognizing excellence. Neuroscience proves that public recognition has the biggest impact on trust when it happens right after an employee meets a goal. 2, create positive challenge stress by setting reasonable and attainable goals, which boosts oxytocin, creating deeper focus and collaboration. 3, empower a workplace of choice where employees have autonomy over work and have control over their work environment. 4, invite employees to co-design their job. Employees thrive when given the opportunity to have input on projects, who they work with, and how they work. 5, constant communication. Trust increases with thorough and frequent communication. Daily communication with direct reports increases trust exponentially. 6, encourage intentional relationships. A LinkedIn study revealed that almost 50% of professionals believe that having work friends is critical to their overall happiness. 7, provide whole person growth opportunities. Trust is increased when an employee feels that he or she is being given comprehensive personal and professional development beyond technical development. 8, be open and vulnerable. Trust increases when there is a commitment to truth and safety. Brené Brown has an excellent TED Talk on the power of vulnerability as a way of being and building trust. The only way to create the future of work is with a foundation of trust and to ensure that you as a leader or team member are invoking trust, as well as organizational focus on increasing trust within the workplace. Some questions to ask about your current company culture are: 1, do we have a culture where it's safe for people to bring up a concern? 2, do we have a culture where it's okay for people to fail? 3, do we have a culture that encourages autonomy within a job? 4, do we have a culture that encourages different ways of working? 5, do we have a culture where our leaders coach and grow people? 6, do we have a culture where we reward performance in a public way? 7, do we have a culture where we communicate often and openly? 8, do we have a culture that takes care of people while we go through change? If you answered mostly no, then you already know you have a major challenge ahead. Your next, quite simply, would be to meet with the leadership and HR teams and make a huge commitment to creating a higher trust culture. If you answered yes to some of the questions with a few no's, you will want to use the questions that you answered no to as your baseline for next mapping your future in regards to shoring up a trust culture. Trust is critical, especially in the quickly changing world of work. With the increase of robotics, automation, and AI, many people are feeling worried about their work future and are fearful of losing money, autonomy, and security. As leaders, we need to take control of the future by leading the changes needed to create the future. Regardless of title, everyone needs to take a lead in his or her personal future and also as an influencer in the company. Increasing technology and its impact on trust. Employees surveyed are pretty optimistic about the future and about the role of technology. They believe that technology will keep evolving and provide new and different benefits within the workplace. Some of the predictions made by people that we've surveyed include that they believe voice recognition will replace keyboards, that tablets will replace laptops, that computers will be hand gestured moved, that keyboards and mouses will become obsolete. At face value, these changes could create concern about the need for so many people in the workplace. However, those advancements in technology will not replace people in the workplace. The positive impact of increasing technology innovation on trust in the workplace is that increased technology and more integrative ways of working allow people to work by their own design, which, as mentioned above, is a key marker of a trust culture. Business leaders, IT leaders, HR leaders all have an opportunity to focus on better understanding their employees' diverse needs and provide the right technology, resources, and environments to do their best work. The six areas to ensure that employees are set up to succeed, feel part of a trust culture, and feel supported include technology. Provide the right technology for the job, which may mean multiple devices and multiple applications. Easy access. Provide employees with easy access to data and applications from any device, anywhere, and anytime. Secure access. Provide secure data for BYOD, bring your own device, and ensure that all access is secured and identity protected. Diverse locations. As technology continues to innovate the way work gets done, people have stronger desires to choose when and where they meet their professional obligations. Provide the tools and collaboration that enable them to be effective in any environment. Diverse workplace. The days of the walled-in offices are going away. Provide employees with workspace options within the workplace. This includes having private rooms for phone calls, open collaboration spaces, game spaces, and meeting spaces. Remote and in-office collaboration. Provide your remote and in-office teams with ways to collaborate effectively. Leverage tools such as Slack, Workplace by Facebook, Yammer, and other tools to make it easy for both internal and external employees to connect and collaborate. Style of leadership that invokes trust. With the increase of media on workplaces, such as in the film industry and the Me Too movement, there is a stronger awareness among leaders of the need to ensure that leaders are operating with full integrity. Organizations that have focused on leadership development that includes diversity and inclusion training, as well as workplace harassment training, tend to have a higher trust culture. Leaders need to have a more meaningful and conscious approach to employee engagement and create a safe culture of see something and say something without punishment or rebuke. In an open, shared leadership culture, it is encouraged for all team members to speak up in a respectful way if he or she sees or hears something that is uncomfortable or insensitive to anyone in the company. If challenging situations or interactions are brought to light with respect and a willingness to make the culture even better, it is good for the business and employees overall. The leadership attributes that invoke trust include integrity. The leader walks his or her talk, promises made or kept. Inclusion, respecting gender, generation, ethnicity, culture, and uniqueness. Flexible, provides options for how to work and when to work. Clarity, provides clear outlines for expectations. Truth, tells the truth about challenges and company status. Growth, helps team members grow and learn beyond basic job. Inspiration, inspires through stories and recognition. Candid communication, direct yet caring. Developmental feedback, gives specific feedback with ideas for success. Accountable, willing to be held accountable for words and actions. Take a few moments to review the above list. If you were to rate yourself as a leader, whether your title is leader or not, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, what would you give yourself? For those attributes that you rated yourself 6 or lower, these are your personal goals over the next 90 days. For example, if you gave yourself a 5 for candid communication, you can set personal goals to hone that skill over the next 3 months. Research resources for each of the items and then focus on improving in that area. Once 90 days is up, go to the next item that you rated 6 or lower, and this is your next personal goal. At the back of the book in the resource section, you will see more resources, websites, and recommendations to support you. A culture of trust increases the ability of teams to increase their bandwidth, to be more creative, to innovate more quickly, and to leverage disagreements into breakthrough ideas. Imagine your company consisted primarily of people who had an abundant mindset, who had high levels of self-worth, who had optimistic expectations of the future, and who had a strong passion to work collaboratively. If your company already has abundant-minded people who are optimistic about creating the future, then you're in the top 10% of companies globally. If your company does not have an abundant-minded trust culture, make plans to take action towards creating the foundational culture needed to create the future of work. High trust culture leads to innovation. If your work culture has high trust factor and your leaders have the attributes of a trusted leader, it is likely that your company is doing very well. You have highly satisfied customers and highly engaged employees. We can't talk about creating the future of work without talking about creating a trust culture because the two go hand in hand. The interpersonal dynamics of a high trust culture goes way beyond the basics of communication. People strive to be their best and therefore build new skills and capabilities. Organizations that have a culture where leaders and teams operate with greater trust have greater freedom for leaders and teams to create and innovate. A company that has an embedded trust culture creates an environment for leaders and teams to innovate with free rein and potentially transform the future of the business. For example, Kyle Nels, founder and executive director of Lowe's Innovation Labs, was given free rein by Lowe's and complete autonomy and trust to develop the Innovation Lab the way he wanted. The result is that under Kyle's leadership, Lowe's had many innovations, including the in-store robot I mentioned earlier in this book. Fast Company named Lowe's Innovation Lab as a top innovator in 2018. Nels attributes the success of the Lowe's Innovation Lab to the team's ability to think in very unique and different ways that he calls divergent thinking. For example, when they created the Lowe's robot, there was major pushback from the senior leaders when the idea was first put forward by the Innovation Lab. Senior leadership trusted the innovation team and voiced a concern about losing the personal touch with customers. Nels was able to invoke trust in his innovation team's idea by using the power of a compelling story, which incorporated animation and the simulation of a robot in store to help senior leadership see the potential of the innovation and the impact on customer experience. Nels' team had the autonomy to use divergent thinking to communicate the entire concept using animation, real customer scenarios, and video of the test robot interacting with clients. Where most retailers were focusing on self-checkouts, Nels' team went a few steps further to create a customer service robot. In a high-trust culture, there's an energy of openness to all types of things that are different. In fact, it is the differences that leads to innovation. In many current organizations, there's still a prevalent culture of protecting legacy systems or projects and a reluctance to invest and focus on wacky, out-of-the-box ideas. One of our goals at Next Mapping is to help leaders and teams tackle the barriers to innovation and breakthrough growth, which include lack of trust culture and complete shift in thinking about current business and the future of work. In addition to divergent thinking, Kyle Nels and his team encouraged healthy confrontation. With innovation, sometimes the most radical idea can come from a disagreement. The skill that this requires is confrontational tolerance, the ability to handle confrontation without taking it personally. Confrontational tolerance requires individuals to have healthy self-esteem and the ability to see disagreement as an innovation marker, not something that needs to be defended. When you have teams with healthy confrontational tolerance, you have individuals who are able to remain highly effective in an environment of people strongly expressing opposing views. For example, you could be part of a project team and you as a team member have come up with a brilliant idea to improve on customer service deliverable. You are excited about the idea, but you're worried about Nelly on the team, who you know for sure is going to poke holes in your idea. With strong confrontational tolerance as a skill, you do not worry about pushback or of anyone poking holes because you've built a healthy awareness that all pushback is good and that it will only make the idea or process better in the end. In fact, as you build your confrontational muscle, you look forward to the contribution of ideas that are opposed to your own, and you welcome engaging in spirited and productive debates with others over your own and their ideas. The attributes of someone with high confrontational tolerance are open-minded and willingness to hear opposing ideas, willing to respectfully debate an idea, flexible to adapting a personal idea with input, able to communicate effectively during a disagreement, able to move on and have healthy relationships with others that oppose or disagree. Teams that consist of people who have developed his or her confrontational tolerance are able to drive change and innovation at a faster and more effective pace. When someone disagrees with an idea, it's an opportunity to investigate the opposing perspective and find out if there is validity to the point being made. Innovation can be completely hindered when we are attached to something having to be the way we see it. At this stage, for me personally, disagreement is a sign for me to pay very close attention, not for ways to protect what I've come up with. Rather, to listen for something I may be missing or something that could make the project or service even better. This is listening with an innovation ear rather than with a protectionist bias ear. Listening with an innovation ear means remaining open-minded and curious when faced with disagreement or criticism. Thinking of ways to poke holes at the idea with the intent of making end product or service even better. Looking for patterns and symbols from disagreement that could lead to greater scope of opportunity. Respecting multiple perspectives and humbly acknowledging that we are but a single perspective. You will know you're listening with a protectionist bias ear when you won't listen, you push back and forge ahead without considering input or feedback. Lead change effortlessly with a high trust culture. The only way to create the future of work is through change. Change of attitude, change of approach, change to structures, and change towards a new way of working and interacting with people. One of my most popular keynotes has been based on my book, The Art of Change Leadership, Driving Transformation in a Fast-Paced World. The keynote is titled Leading Change in a Fast-Paced and Technological Workplace. And in it, I present research and strategies on how to create a culture that consists of change leaders. There are a few myths about change that include, 1, change can only happen from the top down. 2, change needs to be project managed. 3, change needs everyone to buy in. These myths actually hinder the progress towards sustainable change. The counter-truths to these myths are, 1, change can start from any person or department within the organization. 2, change requires a platform of inclusion and collaboration to be successful. 3, change needs people to be engaged and connected to the reasons for change. The reason that 70% of change initiatives fail is because of the belief about the myths on change. The reason change is difficult is because humans inherently do not trust change. Biologically, humans are wired to react, and fight and flight are the tools of reaction. Think of the last time you went through a sudden change, and you will remember that your immediate instinct is to either push back or run away. A trust culture creates an environment where it is safe to change, it is okay to build towards future, and that even though the future is somewhat unknown, there are ways in which to build some control and positive outcomes. In fact, where there's safety and trust, change does happen almost as an outcome of people wanting to innovate and create for the future. Often when changes are dictated from the top down, they're met with cynicism and fear because it appears to be as an agenda, rather than a change that will benefit people, namely clients and employees. Making sustainable and innovative change requires a movement, not a mandate. Lead change by creating a movement. A movement is created when a group of people forms around a cause or a dissatisfaction to create change. With a movement, there is emotion, connection, and a desire to create something better than what was in place before. A movement within a company can happen from a small group of people within a department, or can happen from a project team. When leaders mandate a change, it creates an automatic psychological response of pushback. Think about this from a personal level. If someone tells you you have to change something, your immediate reaction is likely going to be, "No, I don't." In a movement, there's a compelling vision and goal that invites you to participate and provides you with options and levels of participation. A trust culture allows movements to arise because the energy of the company is allowing, mentoring, learning, and growing from mistakes or failures. A movement provides an emotional connection towards creating something positive in the future. And with the right focus, you can shift the outcome of a change project by framing it as a movement rather than a forced change. Therefore, if you were trying to get your entire company to adopt a new cloud-based solution, for example, you would want to frame it as a movement. The components of creating a movement are: gather input from everyone on the desired future of having across-the-board adoption of the new cloud-based solution. Aggregate the input and share the common desired future with everyone. create a contest for employees to name the movement and announce the winner. Publicize the winner and name the movement, i.e. bucket challenge for ALS. Create a video that explains the purpose of the movement or the change. Make it a story. Use videos of employees sharing their why they are with the movement. Create an animated version of the purpose of the movement and share with teams through intranet and in meetings. Identify key influencers and inspire them to engage teams with the movement. Start with a beta team of cheerleaders, early adopters, and have them gain momentum by sharing stories and celebrations of progress of cloud adoption impact. Rotate movement leaders who communicate an update on progress. Create dialogues and opportunities for venting and talking about challenges or hiccups of the movement as it progresses. Movements take time to gain momentum. Be willing to remain committed to keeping the movement top of mind and on pace with original desired vision. Once the movement is complete, have a celebration of the end of the project and then look to move focus to the next movement. The compelling reason to leverage movements for big change is that movements contribute to building a trust culture. There is less fear and pushback and more involvement and eagerness to embrace a change mindset and to look at movements as moving projects. As you make progress towards either creating a trust-based culture or increasing the trust factor within your business, you will find that there are direct payoffs. What you will begin to notice with an increasing trust culture is more people speaking openly and honestly about fears and challenges, more people willing to risk and ask important questions, more people respectfully challenging each other to ensure best outcomes for client, team, and company, more people engaged with the company overall, more people willing to share ideas and to innovate, more people working together collaboratively, increased business and client satisfaction as a result of happier employees. Now that we have looked at a trust culture as foundation of creating the future, the next chapter will focus on the human, robot, AI, automation dynamic and how to create your future with the best integration of all of these dynamics. The infographic for Chapter 6 can be found at nextmapping.com/nextmapping-infographics-download. End of Chapter 6.